I don't know about you, but I'm overlooking crystal blue water and a white sandy beach as the sun melts into the horizon before you get all bent out of shape. It's my screensaver. But it does beg the question, where are you heading when the world opens up? Greece, Thailand, and Iceland have announced their plans to welcome vaccinated tourists. If you're skeptical about dusting off your passport, we don't blame you. Plus, with transfer pricing news popping up all over the globe, an international trip is only a play button away. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press. Cross-border solutions, weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. Which countries are joining forces to exchange country-by-country reports? What can you expect from the Philippines' new guidance? And what does tax authority TLC look like in Singapore? We've got those stories for you, hot off the press. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions' weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross-Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Argentina and the United States are taking their relationship to the next level. The two countries will exchange country-by-country reports, the tax authority equivalent of making it official on social media. The first exchange will pertain to financial years beginning on or after January 1st, 2018. The tax authorities plan to exchange immediately, but no later than 15 months from the last day of the group's financial year. While the IRS and the Administración Federal de Ingresos Públicos, or AFIP, are getting comfortable, it doesn't mean MNEs can follow suit. Tax administrations use exchanged information for high-risk assessments, including, of course, country-by-country reports, which are only part of the compliance puzzle. It can't be used as the sole source of data to determine if transfer prices are arm's length. That's what your comparability and functional analyses are for. Listen up, history buffs. Here's a fun fact. The Philippines was named after King Philip II of Spain. Here's an even better fact. If you're into transfer pricing, which is likely, considering you've made it this far in the show, the Philippine Bureau of Internal Revenue, or BIR, issued new guidelines on Form 1709, which covers related party transactions and supporting transfer pricing documentation. The form submission is required by taxpayers who meet the following requirements: if they are large taxpayers, if they are receiving tax incentives, if they are reporting net losses for 3 consecutive years, and if they have transactions with a related party that checks the same boxes. As for transfer pricing documentation, it's mandatory for taxpayers meeting one of 3 criteria. Drum roll, please. Criteria 1. If the taxpayer is making 150 million pesos, or 3.1 million US dollars, in total related party transactions with foreign and domestic parties exceeds 90 million pesos, or 1.9 million US dollars. Criteria number 2, taxpayers with related party tangible good transactions exceeding 60 million pesos, or 1.2 million US dollars, or related party service interest or intangible good transactions exceeds 15 million pesos, or 308,000 US dollars. And last but not least, criteria number 3, if transfer pricing documentation was required in the previous year. The good news is that transfer pricing documentation and supporting documentation are no longer part of the related party transaction form, but the tax authority will want to see it within 30 days if audited. So pick your battles wisely. It's a little less sticky in Singapore, at least in the tax department. The Inland Revenue Authority released an updated guidance to address COVID-19's effect on transfer pricing and related party agreements. It replaces the initial guidance that was published in September 2020 and aligns with the OECD's pandemic recommendations. This version covers treatment of government aid, how to show loss-making comparables and benchmarking, and the additional documentation required to illustrate disruptions caused by the coronavirus. The Singapore Inland Revenue Authority knows that businesses have been hit hard by the pandemic. The guidance is a gentle reminder that taxpayers don't have to go it alone. And just like that, you're up to speed on what's trendy in transfer pricing news. That is, do yourself a favor and keep this knowledge train chugging. Chugga, 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 chugga. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. And while you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script, except the chugga chuggas. That was all my idea. Life is getting closer to normal with every passing day. Before we know it, we'll be packed in with strangers at the DMV, going to concerts and coughing without clearing a room. But if there's one thing that hasn't lost momentum during the pandemic, it's the transfer pricing news. If anything, it's ramping up. And you know where to find it. We'll catch you next week.